You look up and down Vikings history, filled with great defensive line play. And now we have Andre Patterson with us to talk about the current Vikings defensive line. But it might be interesting to get your perspective historically on defensive lines for the Minnesota Vikings, going all the way back to the Purple People Eaters and then your first stint here in the late 90s. Lots of good D-line play for this franchise.
Yeah, it's a great legacy, and that's one of the first things that I hit with our guys. The new guys coming in, any new free agent, any new rookie, that's what I hit, is the legacy that this organization has with defensive linemen, and we have to uphold that legacy. And our job is to try to play to the level of the great groups that have been here. And the crazy thing about it, it's been every era of NFL football. And so, you know, we're trying to uphold that standard and get to that standard. And I think if you talk to the D linemen, they'll tell you that that's important to them too. But I think the common thread is there is a burning desire within those guys to be great. And as a coach, it's hard to find guys that are willing to pay the sacrifice to be great. You know, I tell them all the time, being great isn't easy. You know, it's not easy. If it was, everybody could do it. And there's major league sacrifice that comes along with being great. And when you find a group that are willing to pay that price to strive to make that happen for themselves, then you got a chance to be a special group. You know, and I preach that in our room all the time. Every day when they start running those backs, I'll yell out, it's not easy being great.
And that's what this time of the year is kind of about, right? You guys just got done with the off-season program and training camp's coming up in a few weeks, but you guys just spent a few months, I don't know if experimenting is the right word, maybe it is, because you guys have a lot of continuity, but you're not going to just do the same things you did last year. You got to mix it up. You got to keep what you did well, but also mix some things up.
Right? No question. And so with the new guys, I'm trying to find out who they are. You know, what can Dayton Jones do? Okay, what can Will Sutton do? What can Jahlil Johnson do? You know, what can the young ends we brought in do? So on one hand, I'm trying to evaluate them to find out what are the skills that they have that make them special. But then on the same hand, with our older guys, I'm trying to add a new element to their game, so their game doesn't stay the same. So, you know, it's a good juggling act for me as a coach, but I appreciate doing that, because I know it helps our team and our group get better.
Yeah, I want to talk about some of the guys individually, but also maybe how they work together. So if we look at maybe your top four, five, six guys coming back, you know, you got that group, that core group coming back. Talk about them, and you know, this, I think it's a strength of the team. One could definitely make the argument. And how did that come to fruition? What have you guys been working on to get that to happen?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, for example, a guy like Linville Joseph. Linville has improved every year that he's been here.
Hey, sacked by Linville Joseph! Linville Joseph with his first sack of the season.
Every offseason, he's added an element to his game. He's gotten his body in better shape. So out here right now in OTAs, Linville is unbelievable. He's unblockable. He's unblockable. And his pass rush has gone to another level. So he's added on to his game. And I think that was a thing that I had to get across to him in year one. Don't be satisfied with where you are. Continue to add, to continue to grow. And so to see that happen for him is exciting. And then you go to Everson. You know, Everson is out there every day grinding to be better and better, and trying to add a couple extra things to his game. And us moving him around has excited him too, you know, to do those kind of things. So he's not satisfied to where he is as a player. You know, Danielle Hunter is a sponge.
Cam Newton from his end zone. And he's going to go down. It's a safety. Danielle Hunter came in and leveled the 6'5 Cam Newton.
He asked me every week, okay, coach, what's the deal you want me to work on this week? Okay, what's the element that you want me to get better at this week? And so every at the beginning of each week, he's in my office and he wants to know, what do you want me to work on this week?
What is a part of your group's development since you came back here in 2014? where I don't want to say that you're not satisfied with it. There are just so many things that you have to be pleased with, but I know that you're focusing on what you're not pleased with. And I know we don't want to give anything away, but what are one or two things that you're always harping on the guys to get better at?
Well, I think the number one thing is to get them to always play within themselves and not be afraid to go make a play.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the defensive tackles, we get so locked in that my job is to make sure that this guard doesn't get to Eric. You know, my job is to make sure the center doesn't get to Anthony. That sometimes we could have gotten off the block and made the play, and it could have been for a one-yard loss or for a one-yard gain. But I kept choking that guy off, and Anthony or Eric makes the play for a two- or three-yard gain. So they're trying to do the right thing, but they got to understand that we trust them. And you have a feel of knowing that, okay, the ball's right there. I can let this guy go and get up the field and go make the play. And that's just being in the system long enough that you can understand that within the system, there are times that you can take calculated risks. And I think we can be much better as a group, you know, getting negative yards plays.
I'd be remiss if we didn't discuss Brian Robinson before we were done. I think of Kevin Williams a lot when I think of Brian Robinson, because Kevin Williams, early in his career, was a big-time pass rusher as a D-tackle. Then they teamed him up with Pat Williams, and he was a big-time run stopper. And then at the end of his career, when he maybe lost a half a step, he was very good at batting passes down. And Brian Robinson seems like he's a guy who has evolved as his career has gone on to stay relevant. Do you agree?
No, there's no question. And he's done a great job of buying in to the little tweaks that we made in his game. And it's changed his game to go to a whole new level. He is so much more productive as a run player and as a pass rusher, whether he's rushing inside or outside. He's a tremendous leader on our team and in my room. And I think the thing that he's done is he's allowed the team to see his value, you know, not just as being a really good football player, but his value in helping getting Coach Zimmer's message across to the rest of the team. His value in helping me get my message across to the players in my room. But he's a technician. And so when you watch him play, you know, he plays the run blocks exactly the way you coach it to be done. And I spent a lot of time with B-Rob getting him to figure out who he was as a pass rusher instead of trying to rush like the guys that were here with him younger and, you know, younger in his career.
Yeah.
And once he figured out who he was and rushed the best way for him, you've seen his sack totals and his hits on the quarterback all come up.
Why are you and Coach Zimmer, why do you guys click so well?
We've been together a long time, you know, since 1988. And we've sat in a lot of coaching meetings together. We've been on the road recruiting high school kids together, junior college kids together, pro days together. We've changed defenses from zero, you know, all the way to get it to where it is today together. And so I know what his vision is. I know what he believes in, which is what I believe in. So it's easy for me to know what he's thinking. And I know when practice isn't going well, I know it before he says it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I watch my guys on film and I know what he's going to tell me before, you know, we even have the meeting. You know, obviously, the coaching relationship is very close because we've been together for so long, and I trust him and I know he trusts me. But more importantly, we're tremendous friends. He's one of my best friends, and I would do anything in the world for him, and he knows that. And so when I think about doing anything for the Minnesota Vikings, I want to make sure I do it to the best of my ability, because I want to make him proud of me.
Right.
You know, so the way my guys play, I want to make him proud of the way I do my job. And that's important for me to make that happen.
All right. See you in Mankato.